This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
A very happy Saturday to everybody listening here on Joy 94.9. I'm Jodie, and today I'm joined by Greg and Mark. Today is my last show on Detours, which I'm very sad about and very excited about. Excited because it's the beginning of a new chapter, and sad because it's been over 16 years of fabulous Saturdays on an amazing station of gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual and intersex people who are very kind and welcoming. And
you know, Jodie, we know where you live, we know where you work, and I think from time to time we might have you back with your amazing adventures around the world that you do anyway.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'd love to come back as a special guest if you'll avail me that opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've all walked into the studio today with heavy hearts, but we're excited for you and your history and your contribution is phenomenal. And I don't think there's anybody who's listening today that would not think anything different. And thank you so much for everything you've done.
And mentorship, you know, I reflect personally, my style of interview, my radio has been influenced by you. So it endures in me, and I'm sure with all the listeners and many people we have as guests and returning guests.
And we've had some amazing guests over the years. I was reflecting on that the other day. People who I've known as friends for many years, and I've roped them into coming on the radio, family members, right through to MPs, people who are travel writers, right through to celebrities. And of course, some of the most interesting interviews have been with Joy listeners who wanted to share their experiences of travel and adventure and their reflections. And it's great. Well, and I what I think is really exciting is as well that the legacy of Detours goes on with Greg and Mark, and there'll be some other guest presenters who will be coming in
some
soon.
Some exciting names coming up shortly.
Yeah, we've got some really interesting people who are about to unleash on the airwaves, and we're looking forward to them joining us in the studio. Can I ask you a question first, Jodie?
Maybe.
Talk about the dim, dark days when Joy was run with a mouse on a wheel and it was all very organic and... Tell the listeners today who hear this amazing quality broadcast, tell us about the first time you got involved in Joy, what it was like, and how much IKEA furniture was involved.
Well, you know, actually there wasn't a lot of IKEA furniture. I think it was given away by the op shop who didn't want it. The radio, community radio always has interesting roots, and Joy, of course, was started by many passionate gays and lesbians who needed to have a voice for the diversity of our community and put in huge amounts of effort and time to get a part-time licence and then to get a full-time licence, which we have now on Joy 94.9. And the station was in Coventry Street in South Melbourne, above the hardware shop, and it was an old office that had an accounting firm at the back. So we had this condensed, squishy space. And I remember, I think I did some shopping at the South Melbourne market. I had my little wheelie trolley, and I was confronted when I opened the door at the ground floor with the stairs, which were so steep, and I needed someone to help me get my trolley with my goods up the top.
Times have changed.
We've got a lift here in City Village at 225 Burke Street and great facilities.
But I hear you're still a bag lady seen down St Kilda Road with swimming goggles in the middle of the day. No,
I just don't like carrying things. So the station facilities were all donated and offloaded from stations who were upgrading, and the amazing passion of volunteers who put that all together to make it work still continues. I mean, Joy now has over 300 volunteers who operate 7 days a week, 24/7.
And your first show was quite interesting. Tell us about your first Virgin broadcast on Joy Melbourne.
I was invited by Andrew Belknaves, who's a listener, and he's a friend on our Joy Detours Facebook page as well. Andrew asked me, as a friend in the tourism industry, to come on board and do a program with him about travel. And he said, I don't want it to be like those commercial programs that's, just about destinations and bed and breakfast. I want it to be about people's real stories. and we had a program at 11 p.m. at night on a Monday night. I guess Paul Turdish, the station manager, probably thought no one was really listening, so it was a bit safe.
Monday night at 11 is tucked into bed with a Horlicks.
Yeah, well,
and a
then
good book.
Then there weren't a lot of listeners, but we did the show and we had some great giveaways and people really loved it. And they said we would love you to come into the prime time on Saturday, after Saturday Magazine at 12 noon. And that's where we've been ever since. And the program's evolved, it's changed, we've had new presenters. And
now it's a surly teenager.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so what were your favourite shows during that entire period? What are the highlights? What are the standouts that really, really engage you to the program?
Oh, you mean of other people's shows?
Yours, other people's, anything.
Mm. I love my show, of course. No, I particularly like Saturday Magazine, and I still do. I think the diversity of the range of guests they have is really important, and the issues they cover are really relevant. And I think one of the other programs I always enjoyed was the breakfast shows during the week with Damien Nicholas. And, yeah, I think, look, there's heaps and heaps of programs that sometimes people just did a short stint. Others are sort of legends in their own lunchbox.
Now, we've had a few messages. We've had Amber, who's messaged in. Amber was a program support person involved at Joy back in the South Melbourne days. She's now president of WIN FM. So Amber's messaged in. Thank you. She says, happy last show, Jody. Cheers.
Oh, thank you.
Imogen Lamport's also messaged in, wishing you the best for the show today. Imogen says... Imogen says, Jody, your cheery voice will be missed. Any new projects you undertake, she'll enjoy as well. And good luck to you. And also Brent, who was part of last week's show with the guys raising money for cancer. Brent, thank you for messaging in.
Oh, thanks. That's really delightful.
Yeah, well, we're all a bit heavy heart in the studio today. It's the impending departure of Jody's cast a bit of a pall over us, but we have some fabulous guests who are going to cheer us up.
We sure do. And, of course, there's great things coming up at after the show at 1 o'clock with Pete Dillon from Craving, so stay tuned.
The nudie foodie.
That's correct. And if you've just tuned in, this is Detours. I'm Jody, joined by Mark, and our special guests today in the studio are Mel and Anne. Now, Anne Hamilton, we'll start with you, if you don't mind. A legendary lady lesbian here at Joy who has dedicated volunteer work for many years and a life member. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jody.
Now, what are some of your reflections of starting at Joy in your volunteer capacity?
Well, can I start by saying I'm chuffed to be sitting here with you and sharing this last program. I was an early adopter of the travel show when it was called Gay Away, and I just had to be available to listen to the radio 12 o'clock every Saturday. So,
thank you.
So I am chuffed to be here.
That's great to hear.
The question was?
What are your reflections of volunteering with Joy?
All good, all good. So there's probably a few dark patches as there are in any experience. It's been 10 years now I've been a volunteer, and being semi-retired, I'm here Fridays and Saturdays. That's my volunteer time and thoroughly enjoy it. It's the people that bring me back. The reason I came to pay something forward, to give something to the community, because the community had given something to me, a strength that allowed me to come out eventually to my family and move on and get stronger. So, and I stay because it's fun.
It is fun. It is really, really fun. And you also had written a love letter.
Yes.
And a love letter was used of people's stories and desires and need to have a gay and lesbian radio station that at that point in time was 90.7 FM, and it had a part-time licence shared with Muslim Radio.
And the Koori Station.
And the Koori Station.
Yeah.
So what made you write that letter of support?
Well, when I found Joy, as in I didn't know there was a gay and lesbian radio station, so I'm talking about, for me, 96, 97, and I just came across the band by accident with a new radio and tuning in, and I was just staggered because I lived in isolation. I wasn't out to anybody. I just lived in my own time and just went about my life and my business in secret, because I'd had a woman partner in Sydney where I used to live, and I moved to Melbourne and it was just me. Didn't know any other gay people, didn't know there was a newspaper, didn't know there was a radio station. So it just absolutely floored me. So listening, and that, when as an aspirant broadcaster, it was only Saturdays and Sundays back then, I learnt heaps. So from the presenters, they energised me with information and with an inner strength because it's okay to be gay. So I stepped outside my comfort zone. I rang the radio station and joined. I rang the radio station to win a prize. And presenters Kamina and JP, who did a good country breakfast on Sundays a few years back now, I won a prize, a CD on their show. And they said, oh, okay, there's this thing. We'll give you this, you know, we'd like to meet you. And I thought, well, that's not too scary. That's okay. And there was this function on, and we'll meet you at this function. Now, that was a bit scary. So I'll come to our house and we'll take you down. So I met them, and the rest is history. I became a volunteer and, yeah, just love it. And I can go anywhere and not be hiding. You know, it's not a secret. Yeah.
Well done. Well done. And I think it's particularly poignant we're talking with you today, Anne, because I understand you recently celebrated your 60th birthday. And this week is Seniors Week.
Yes.
And Joy have been, and I mean that with great friendship and compassion and happiness, because the gay and lesbian community often is portrayed as being youthful. And people who, and people come out at all different ages. And even at the Joy AGM, Laurie Cato Smith, who's a new Joy board member, shared his experiences of coming out later in life and has an adult daughter. I mean, we're all walks of life.
Yeah, that's true. And we welcome everyone from any walk of life. Yeah.
Now, talking about your 60th birthday, part of the your recent celebrations were to go on an overseas trip. And in the studio joining us today, we have your friend Mel, who you met on another trip. Now, Mel, you and Anne crossed eyes across the room in a crowded bar somewhere, no?
I think it was, where was it? It was Utah, I think it was, somewhere near there. And Anne was telling us about volunteering for a community radio station, and what became apparent is that she volunteered at Joy Radio Station, which I knew about, and I was travelling with my parents, and I started, it piqued my interest, of course, and so we became friends since then. That was a trip around, or that was Eastern USA, I think.
No, it was actually West.
Oh, Western USA.
Oh, small detail.
Northern Hemisphere, they screw everything up.
Northwest
Winter
National
when summer is.
I think we met in Las Vegas. We met around there and checked out Bryce Canyon and all of those. It was fantastic. It was a fantastic trip, and we bonded from them. And the idea was to do it again with everyone involved.
So you met in 2006, and then in 2012 you headed back to the US.
That's right, and Canada, yep.
Okay, very good.
Because we got on so well, and there was another chap, Stan, who lives in Ipswich, Queensland. He sort of attached himself to Mel and I, two lesbians, and Mel's parents, Bob and Marlene, and Stan attached himself to us. So he saw that we were doing interesting things. So he said, oh, can I come with you?
Well, you know, parents have a tendency to do that, because today here at Joy Melbourne 94.9, we have some other parents floating around the studio and the station here. We've got Mark's parents, Cheryl and Jim, and my parents, Rex and Maddie, who are here just hanging out. We had brekkie together, and they're in with Matt reading the news, hanging out here at Joy. I love it. Now, stay with us. We're going to be coming back in just a few moments, and we'll hear more about Mel and Anne's adventures in the Northern Hemisphere. You're listening to Detours 94.9.
Hi, I'm John Oliver, member number one. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
I will be, I will be, I will be.
and that was a beautiful track on Joy 94.9. And you're listening to Detours. I'm Jodie, joined by Mark and Greg. And that track was by my friend, the Chocolate Cake, I'll Be All Right.
Well, Jodie, we're going to be all right, but we're going to miss you terribly. And we're not the only people. We've got a whole flurry of SMSs and emails in to wish you all the best. We've heard from Chris Buckingham, who says, congratulations on a great run. You are the voice. And I think that, who's our friend? Johnny, what's that middle-aged crooner called? The cleaning lady singer? What's it, Johnny?
Farnham.
Farnham. Johnny Farnham. Is going to have an issue with that. Best
Thanks,
of luck,
Chris.
Best of luck, Jodie, in your new journey. From Betty. Peter Stevenson is also wrote a beautiful email in. Peter Stevenson is the president of Globe, and he's written a beautiful message. We've also heard from
Andrew Belknaves, Gayaway host with you right at the start. Hello, Andrew. And
hello,
it's
Andrew.
A pleasure that you're here with sharing Jodie's space today.
And well, thank you, Andrew, for introducing me to this fabulous medium of radio.
If you want to add your voice to the program today, SMS 0427 Joy 949, and that's 0427 569 949, or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
Just as Zoe and Danae have done, Jodie, congrats and thanks for sustained awesomeness. Best in such great radio. Safe travels and happy times.
I'm glad awesomeness is a sustainable product.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That's very kind of you. And in the studio today, we have Mel and Anne, who are travel buddies, who planned a trip after meeting in 2006 and then went again in 2012. Now, with the parents, with Mel's parents and Stan from Queensland, who seemed to just tag along. Now, Mel, can you tell us, how did you go about planning this trip? You've got two lesbians based here in Melbourne, your parents and then Stan. Obviously, everybody's got different needs.
Obviously. It was quite an interesting experience, actually. I'd say that my mother and Anne would probably be the most diligent people in terms of planning and making sure that we had some stuff to do. So we took a while to find a tour that we wanted that left from New York and came back to New York. And we were interested in Canada and New York and the East Coast, I believe. The East Coast. I think I'm right there. And I was coming from Vancouver. I had some work in Vancouver. And I was heading over to... And I wanted to head and see New York. And so did everyone else, really. I think they'd all had varied experiences. So some had been there before. And my parents absolutely loved New York when they went before.
What was your first impression of New York City, especially being there with your parents? Because New York is a town where a lot's going on, and there's a lot for everybody.
There is a lot for everybody.
So tell us about your experiences when you landed Big Apple,
It was an interesting experience for me, really, because I come from Vancouver. Vancouver is very beautiful, green pastures, water, fantastically friendly, easygoing people. When my first impression of New York was... actually, it was quite dirty. It was quite busy. I found it a little bit hard to find my feet. But the thing I loved about New York that changed it for me was it was all about culture, and it was all about your needs being met no matter where you were coming from. So it was very easy for us to have a great time with my parents, who had limited mobility. It was great. I had a friend who I met over there who was there for one night, and we went to a couple of lesbian bars, which was wonderful, in West Village. There's plenty to do, but certainly the art culture there is amazing, and I don't think there's anything else.
And Anne, what were some of your impressions of New York? Was this the first time you'd been there?
First time for me, yes. my first thought was, this isn't pretty. I thought it was untidy, and I thought, well, what's this going to be like? But as Mel said, it's about the culture, about the people, the history of it. I was fascinated. So, yeah, once you sort of glaze over the untidiness, and that's apparently it's always been like that. So accept it for what it is and just go out and have a good time, because there's so much to see and do.
You're absolutely right. Well, Mark and I have been to New York, actually, yeah. And we met up there for a great holiday with Josephine, a mutual friend of ours, and that was an amazing trip. We just walked and walked nonstop.
Yeah, we did. We were on Shank's pony the entire time. We had a great time exploring bridges.
Yes.
coffee shops and up and down Manhattan, and we went to the library. We did a lot of things that were free of charge, and that's one of the phenomenal things about a city like New York and a city like London, where a lot of the best things to do are free. And we all know the best things in life are free, but when you can do them in a city like New York or London or Paris or anything that's on a perfume bottle, then it's all the better.
Yeah, well, catching the subway across to Brooklyn, then walking across the bridge back to Manhattan was so fantastic. Loved it. If you've just joined the program, this is Detours on Joy 94.9. I'm Jodie, joined by Mark, and Greg's floating around in the background. You can jump on air anytime you like there, Greg.
I wouldn't miss it, Jodie, with you here, but this, I can't get past these two beautiful women. Before we go to the next ad break, I do want to ask Anne and Mel, what brings you two together, and what about your two travels have meant you've got this lasting friendship? I mean, how do you weld together as friends through travel?
Oh, I guess it just happens. Like, as Mel said, we met, we're on the same tour, so you get to meet everyone on the tour, and sometimes you just have a connection with some that's better than others. And Mel and I used to have really interesting chats. We're just chatting, and as she said, where do you work? Oh, I don't work, I volunteer. And oh, okay, you must be lesbian, you know, you're thinking in the back of your mind, well, you must be as well. So we just kept chatting, and it, you know, and our friendship bond just got stronger. And you chat about things on a different level. You might go deeper and chat about things that you wouldn't talk to a stranger about, and her parents are just great people. And I just got on equally with them, and Stan, he's a pain sometimes, but he's a nice bloke.
Sorry if you're listening, Stan.
No, he's in Queensland. He won't be listening.
But he has the they have the internet in Queensland now.
It's true.
The interweb is everywhere.
He does. Well, he didn't have it before he met us. So when he went home from that first trip in 2006, he got a computer, the internet, and now he has a mobile phone. So
wow, he's
very
.com.
Stan into the 21st century.
Fantastic. What about your thoughts, Mel?
Yeah, I think for me it was very interesting. I mean, travelling with my parents, they wanted to see things, but they wanted to sort of go to bed and watch TV at 8 o'clock. So that first trip, meeting Anne, it was about meeting someone who also liked to explore cities, liked to explore places. And we developed our friendship, I think, through that. I think we went for nightly walks. We got up early. I don't remember getting much sleep on each of these holidays at all. I don't think that she rested, and she led the way, I would say. I'm a bit lazier than she is. But
an example of that, I dragged Stan and Mel up before dawn at the Grand Canyon.
Yay.
For sunrise.
It's 4 a.m. We were walking with torches.
We went down there with torches, pitch black, and sat there for half an hour waiting for the first breach of the sun over the rim of the... Mm. Oh, it's fantastic.
Mm. Well, you sort of got to get up early in the morning to seize that opportunity, don't you?
Yeah, like snow. This is in Yellowstone National Park, you know, snowing in the middle of the night. If you're in bed, asleep, you don't see anything. So you go out for a walk in the evening and it's snowing and it's like, it's magical. Mm.
So it's, apart from the beautiful, unique silence that happens when snow falls, what else was about seeing snow in Yellowstone in the middle of the night? Tell us about the whole experience, because the crunch underfoot's one part, but there's got to be more.
The fluffiness, I think, of the snow, the lightness.
Oh, it's just...
And
it's,
the wood of the chalet being... covered with that light, white, fluffy snow. It was sensational.
And icicles hanging from the edge of the building. Mm. And they have these round tables at the lodge at Yellowstone National Park, and it's a perfect circle of snow. So what do? You write something in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you've got to mess it up. Absolutely.
Well, if you see yellow snow, avoid it.
If you've just joined, it's Detours here on Joy 94.9. Time now is 27 minutes to 1. Coming up after 1, of course, is Pete Dillon with cravings, lots of yummy food. We'll get him in a bit later and hear what's happening. Now, when we come back, we'll be talking about the Amish, because I understand you went through Pennsylvania and explored that. Ice wine, I don't know what it is, but you'll hear soon. Stay with us on Joy.
30,000 hours of Joy podcasts, now at joy.org.au.
To life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for.
On Detours with Jody, her last show on Detours, a regular co-host, Mark and Greg. And that was Torn, fantastic song by Natalie Imbruglia. Now, Jody, one thing we've done all the way through the history on Detours is to try and catch you out. It's very hard with your brilliant broadcasting, but have a listen to this.
The Victoria Police Show band, Rachel Berger. And the stop trying to make me laugh, both of you, and all the Joy favourites, a special guest and more.
Such a consummate professional. It's very difficult to make her laugh, but when we do, it's actually very funny. So, Jody Wilmer, your last show, and we've got Anne and Mel in the studio talking about the wonderful travels they've had through North America, through Canada. But, Mark, we've had some more SMSs from people.
Yeah, we've had a bunch. It's there's a lot going on. Harriet has just messaged in that she's been listening for many years to Joy 94.9, sorry, and she wants to thank you very much. She's saying, consistent images of a lady, gentle in her exploration of GLBTI travellers. Good health and best wishes from Harriet.
Oh, thank you,
beautiful. We have Jodie's little sister's listening on her iPhone in Perth while she's doing the ironing. And a big hello to Libby in Perth. Pete from Cravings is sending his greetings. Sammy will miss your gorgeous voice. And someone who didn't put their name on from South Yarra said, the world is indeed an exciting place. We are blessed Australians to travel the world.
Wow, that's really, really kind. Thank
you,
everyone.
And they keep coming in thick and fast. So, well, maybe it's like a telethon. We just need Bert Newton.
Yeah, well, maybe if you want to make a donation or become a member, that would be great as well. If you'd like to give some suggestions or ideas for future shows, I know that Greg and Mark would be delighted to hear from you.
Absolutely.
You can email detours@joy.org.au, and you can become a friend of ours on Facebook at joy.org.au and follow through to Detours and then click the like, because we like it when people like us. Talking about like, we've got two lovely, likeable ladies here in the studio, Anne and Mel, who met in 2006 and then went on a trip just recently in 2012. Now, the trip was to the US and Canada. We talked about New York, great things to do for all age groups and all interests. Let's head up north. Now, I'm interested to hear about your trip that went up north through to Niagara, Pennsylvania, and that way. Who'd like to start?
I'll start. We headed sort of south to Philadelphia and then on to Washington. The majestic nature of Washington and the Smithsonian, just loved that area. And then up to Niagara. I'll just do a quick snapshot. So Niagara Falls, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Quebec City, Boston, back to New York. So that's where we were heading.
That's a huge loop. How did you get from place to place? Were you flying or were you driving?
Bus. Yeah, it was a whirlwind. It was one or two nights in each city, so that's why there wasn't a lot of sleep, I would say. Just trying to explore.
Was that the only reason that there wasn't a lot of sleep?
Yeah, that was the only reason, wasn't there? Yeah, that's the only reason.
Well, if you sleep, you miss out.
If you snooze, you lose. Yeah.
But we did go up from Washington through Pennsylvania, through the Amish country, through Lancaster County. And we were fortunate to arrive on a Sunday, and a Sunday is their church day. And so our bus
which was rather enormous, was driving through Lancaster County near Leola, and we could see them all coming back from their church day, it was really. And what we learnt about is their church was held at different people's houses each Sunday, and so you could see the family coming back on the horse and buggy. We drove through and we had a local guide who came and talked to us about the life of the Amish, and he was explaining about, I mean, many people would know, but they don't have a lot of outside influences. They don't allow a lot of outside influences. So one of the ways to identify an Amish house is to see that there's no electricity connections into the house, and you'll see these big propane gas cylinders at the back, basically, and they'll use them for things like refrigeration and
cooking.
Yes.
So what did you explore in the Amish diet?
We were fortunate to have a meal that night cooked by the Amish, and it was basically meat and veg. That's what it was. But on the table, and I still don't know why, there's a bowl of peanut butter.
It's with the potatoes, wasn't it?
Well, on our table, nobody knew what it was for, so nobody touched it.
An enormous bowl of peanut butter, not just a small one, an enormous one.
For 50 people, and every table had a bowl of peanut butter on it.
So maybe if you know the answer to that question and that mystery, you can email us on here at joy.org.au.
Please let us
know. We'll get a Google Wikipedia on that one.
The highlight of that night, this chef came in. He wasn't Amish, but he came in to demonstrate these things called whoopie pies. The mind boggles. I think Mark might have sampled one by that.
I had tried whoopie pie in Lancaster County. I'd tried it because it felt in this environment of people who are rather conservative, somewhat furtive to eat something called whoopie pie. It just seemed like the naughtiest thing you could do in Lancaster County was eat a whoopie pie.
It's basically sugar.
I think it's basically marshmallow, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, form of marshmallow. They dragged two of the guys from our tour up to assist the chef make these whoopie pies, and then we were given them to eat, but I just had a little taste and that was enough for me.
Yeah, they're incredibly sweet, and I think it's one of the few sweet foods they eat. They have a lot of preserves and they do everything by hand, and the craftsmanship of every house or building you walked in was out of this world.
Yes, and I've recently been watching a program on pay TV called Meet the Amish about young people who do, what do they call it,
Rumspringer,
which is a year away sort of to go and explore themselves and then make a decision if they really want to continue in the Amish faith or the Amish church. And so it's an exchange, and this program is with some young British kids who host some Amish kids and then vice versa, and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I think we were also privy to seeing on the Sunday that the adolescents from each of the family have their own party, and I don't think it's supervised. I think it's there on their own, and that's when they start their courting process where they'll go and pick up their potential love interest and take them in the horse and buggy to this party that was a local party.
Yeah, there's a chaperone involved in that as well.
Sure.
Depending on their age.
Yeah, my sister did that
recently.
It was remarkable. In Perth. She organised a blind date for me without telling me in a cafe and chaperoned me to that. And I suggested she might like to go to the chemist and go and buy some things and leave.
Interestingly, because we were going through farm country, basically. It's a remote part of Lancaster County. And they're all Amish, basically all Amish farms with some, and what they call English, the Americans or Australians or French, you're all called English because you're either Amish or you're English. So here's a whole string of Amish farms. And the chap that had jumped on our coach to give us this personal Amish tour, he was English because it was Sunday. Normally the tour guide is Amish, but Sunday they're not allowed to work, not allowed to do anything except go to church. And they bring food, and all the people that went to that house for church, they all stay and eat, and the kids all play. And that's what we saw. It was fantastic. But one thing that stood out, because we asked a bazillion questions of this to a guy, because we are fascinated.
Of course.
And he said, we're going slowly because it's not a highway, and he said, oh, see that there, it looks like a toilet, like an outside toilet. He said, that's a telephone box. And we think, well, hang on, they don't have them. So what they have often managers on their farms who are English, And the phone is so that they can run their business, because they have to exist and they have to feed their family and they have to trade their goods. So you might have six farms share this one phone box furthest away from the farmhouses. It's right up near the road on the border of one property and another, and that's where the manager goes and makes calls for the farm business.
Now, here on Detours, we've got George listening in Melbourne. Hello, George. He's listening to Jody's last show. Nguyen Man Zui is listening all the way from Vietnam.
Hello.
Just messaged on our Facebook. And also in Malaysia, we have Chai listening in Malaysia. And Janine Doggett might not be able to get to the phone today because she's on a flight to New York. But I know Janine Doggett and Lucky Legs will be thinking of Jody, and they've been on the show and been part of Jody's 16 years here at Detours.
Oh, that's kind. Thank you so much. Now, coming up at 1 o'clock here on Joy 94.9, we have Cravings with Pete Dillon, and he'll be joining us in just a few seconds as
Hello.
He makes his way in. Hello.
I have a very heavy heart that this is your last show.
Oh.
It's not making me happy today. What will make us happy, 1 o'clock, a fusion of art and food. About a mob here from Indonesia as part of the Melbourne Festival who have fused art, dance, film and food carts called Grow Back Party. And also a mural competition that happened at a restaurant in Richmond. We're talking about the winners of that competition. And a tequila company who have commissioned or been given the opportunity to commission five street art images to be done in Melbourne between now and February. So
that's great.
A very interesting program today. And I wish you all the best, Jody.
Thank you,
Pete. The place will not be the same without your beautiful smile every Saturday.
Thank you so much. Well, it's been my pleasure, and I really enjoyed.
But there's much more to go, Jody. This show hasn't finished yet.
That's right.
Stay with us through to 1 o'clock when Cravings is on here on Detours with Joy 94.9.
Australia's most amazing
gay and lesbian radio station.
Joy 94.9.
Go on, have a little peek at this. Joy's new iPhone app. Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Detours, and I'm Jody, joined by Mark and Greg. This is my last show for some time. I'm retiring. But the show will go on, and in the capable hands of both Mark and Greg, and some new presenters to come on board very, very soon. So coming up, it is now 6 minutes to one, and our special guests in the studio are Mel and Anne, talking about their trip to North America. That great track before was My Friend the Chocolate Cake. That's what it was.
Yeah, everybody's best friend, the chocolate cake.
That's right. Let's fast track to the rest of your trip. What were some of the highlights in the north?
Sure.
Of the US.
Well, from then on, we went to see the fabulous Niagara Falls. But what was particularly striking for me was going to a family run winery nearby where they made a thing called ice wine, which was, it's really wine, it's really grapes that are frozen on the vine after they're ripened. It's really hard for them to collect enough grapes to produce enough ice wine, and they have to pick it at a particular temperature as well. And fortunately, my travel guests weren't too much into alcohol, so it was a taste testing.
So you had to taste everything for everybody?
Correct.
Oh,
that's
you're
correct.
Very brave.
It's
very
and
brave.
I even brought two bottles back with me in my suitcase, which I travelled with through planes, through buses, everything. It was fantastic.
And Anne, what were some of your highlights of the rest of the trip?
Probably following the after leaving Toronto, following the Thousand Island Parkway, which is following the route of the St. Lawrence River, and literally there are 1,000 islands. You're driving along, not a highway, but a side road along the river, and there's just all these tiny islands, some like 5 feet across, but some 100 yards across, and people have got houses on them. They live, and they've got these little boats that go backwards and forwards, and that just went for miles and miles and miles and miles.
So what else was on them? Was it trees or jetties?
Trees, yeah, jetties, because they had boats, and they had, some of them had a swimming pool, and they had their satellite thingy, so They just chose to live in the river. Is this a
built-up area? Are there trees?
No, it's
rather
like,
open?
Like we would consider it national park. And then, because there's nothing on the mainland side, but on the riverside where the islands are, there's houses.
It was countryside we were driving through.
Yes, through countryside.
So farming land and flats.
No, forests.
Forests.
Mm. Yeah.
What kind of trees?
Pine trees. Is that generic enough?
No, but lots of green, big fir with that lush flavour.
Yeah, no farming at all. And then I suppose the highlight for me was Quebec City, which is a walled city, the old part is a wall, and the French atmosphere and influence, and it was just beautiful, absolutely. And the food was great.
Sounds
amazing.
Terrific.
And you have to ride,
so
if you go there,
that.
You have to ride the funicular.
Any spots that, Mel and Anne, you'd like to settle down? Is there anything that connected where you'd say, I could live here?
When I first went to Canada, which was 97, I think, 96, 97, I said, I could live here. Mm. And Canada just has this different feel. It's like home. It's like Australia. So if I chose to live somewhere, that would be the country I'd go to live. But exactly where, you'd have to go back and have another go.
I think it'd be wonderful to live in Canada. It's a bit like Melbourne, easygoing and friendly and clean and there's always sort of something to do outdoorsy, I think. It keeps you really engaged with your community. But I think New York, if you can live in New York and experience the life of New York, there's a buzz about New York that I don't think exists anywhere, really.
That's true, but I miss the green. There's not many parks, and they have these special parks just for dogs.
Brilliant. And thank you so much for that wonderful trip to Canada, United States, the Eastern Seaboard. Brilliant. We've got a quick question that's come in for Jody. If you could travel anywhere, budget unlimited, where would you go and why?
Gosh, that's a tricky question. Where would I go? I would love to go to Scandinavia, and I've never been that far north. The furthest I've been is sort of Denmark. I'd love to do the Trans-Siberian Railway. Do I have to pick one? This is a world tour, right, surely?
You've got no budget, you can do what you
okay,
want.
Okay, I'd be going back to India, most definitely, through the Middle East. I do the Frankincense Trail. That's a few off the... Oh, and Antarctica.
If you'd like Jody to come and knock on your door anywhere around the world...
or detour, fund this trip.
Detours at joy.org.au and we'll pass the suggestions on to her while she's laying back in her retirement on some beach somewhere.
No, well, I'm not really retiring as such from life. But thank you, Anne and Mel, for joining us today. And thank you for this very special show being my last one.
Thanks for inviting us.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, it's really time to go. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thanks for your great support.
Thanks for all the SMSs. We've got so many that we haven't had a chance to read.
Yes, really?
So Peter and Douglas say bis bald.
Oh, danke schön. And I'd like to also pay a special thanks to my family and my friends who've been very understanding about my commitment to Joy over many, many years.
And many Christmases.
Many family events where I say, I can't come possibly because I've got the radio show to do. And I really appreciate their support and friendship and assistance. And, of course, all the listeners and all the other fellow volunteers here. It's been great. And keep listening. And I'll come back as a guest if you have me.
So three cheers for Jody Wilmer.
Oh.
Hooray!
Right. Thanks. Stay
You'll be
tuned.
Sorely missed.
Oh, thanks so much. And stay tuned for the news coming up very shortly. And have great trips. Take care.
Real people, real topics. Joy 94.9.
Hi, we're Aqua. We've been around the world and nothing gets us excited like detours on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.